Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. From COVID-19 to the Suez Canal incident, the supply chain sector has, like many, been hit by the events of the past year. Coming up next month, Logisim Asia Pacific 2021 conference titled Shifting Supply Chains, Transforming Logistics from Concept to Reality aims to address some of these key issues. And we're joined on the line today by Raymond Krishnan, and he's the president of the Logistics and Supply Chain Management Society. Raymond, thank you so much for joining us today.
No, thanks for having us, Rachel. It's always a pleasure. It is always very interesting and enjoyable as well.
Our pleasure to have you with us, and thanks for taking the time. Now, first, I've got to ask you, because the news out this week, the Maritime and Port Authority of Singapore chief executive said that more workers have been roped in to handle the expected increase in traffic, and shipping companies are being updated on the availability of berths so they can better plan their schedules as a result of that headline event, the Suez Canal incident that took place at the end of March. What lasting impact do you think this event will have on the supply chain sector, and more specifically for Singapore as a key port?
Well, great question. And the good news and the short answer is not much. Okay. The Suez Canal was an unfortunate accident. You know, some call it a black swan event. And there is a backlog all the way up the supply chain, or ships are now just starting to call into Singapore. But in typical Singapore fashion, you know, we're putting the resources and requirements in place to overcome this. So there are still delays. You know, it's like a traffic accident and traffic is backed up. So there are delays, but we're clearing the backlog. And it's anyone's guess, but if I was a betting man, I think things will be back to being equal, or the way we expected, the normalcy that we expect in today's turbulent times, in about 3 to 4 weeks, if not sooner.
Okay, that's not long at all. And we've also seen headlines on these delays that we've spoken about impacting higher shipping costs. We've seen freight rates increase. Could we then see this also impacting other areas of costs, such as insurance rates as well?
Well, we have seen inflation in all parts of the logistics costs that we manage on a daily basis, yeah? But I'd be very surprised if the Suez incident results in higher shipping rates. It was a black swan event, and when the backlog is cleared, we should see a return to normalcy. As much as things could be called normal in today's very dynamic environment, yeah? We've got COVID, we've got weather predictions and conditions, yeah? But over the long term, we do expect to see deeper reasons for the rise in prices, right? For the past 12 months, you know, we've seen governments around the world aggressively printing money, fearful of this collapse in demand as many countries were in lockdown. So from the effects of policies that have been implemented to try and control COVID-19, the response has included an increase in the supply of money into the market. But despite all this increase in funds that are available, we are seeing inflation rather than deflation in various parts of the economy. You know, like commodity prices, the rise in the price of commodities are quite significant. We're also seeing energy prices increase. Inventory levels in the US are also quite low. And when there is low inventory, you also see an increase in prices rather than a deflation in prices.
And another cost, Raymond, let's talk about manpower as well, because there have also been reports of manpower shortages at ports across the globe as a result of COVID-19, whether it's social distancing or people taking medical leave. How much of an issue is this for the supply chain sector at the moment, and what does that translate to?
Well, since the start of the pandemic and the closure of borders, right, the industry has been working with a reduced workforce. We used to have, what, 500,000 foreign workers crossing our borders every day to support our economy. So we don't have that happening today. In the maritime sector, I read somewhere that, you know, we're seeing a 30% reduction since maritime workforce left the country during the pandemic. And that's forcing companies to rely on a smaller pool of resident and migrant workers. As far as crew changes are concerned, I think we've all heard or read news articles where we've had crews stuck on vessels for months on end. The cost to actually engage in or to actually execute these crew changes is mind-boggling. But Singapore decided very early on that we needed to do it. Yeah, we were one of the first countries to do so, to make sure that the crew can go home and that the ships continue to move.
So Raymond, tell us, what is this? What does all of this mean for consumers? I mean, is my Amazon parcel price tag going to move up?
I would say no. I mean, the freight we pay for our e-commerce purchases today, in most cases, are highly subsidized by the platform selling them, right? Or the sellers themselves. So this has created a bit of a false economy as far as what consumers see and think they pay for their online purchases. You know, if the full cost of what it costs to ship a parcel is passed on to the consumer, there is no way sites or platforms will see the sort of growth they have been seeing. You know, there's always that pressure to provide free or next to free shipping. And that's pushing cost pressures down on logistics providers. And eventually something will give. So if it costs X number of dollars to hire a driver and run a van, regardless of who you are, that's the actual cost that you're going to have to pay to make that e-commerce last mile delivery possible. Someone has to eventually pay for it. So if you don't, you're going to see the supply of labor and the capacity in the market start to wane, right? So certainly congestion is what we're reading about, you know, not just because of the Suez, but just because there's a log jam at all the container ports. And e-retail has fueled customer demand. But if we have another black swan event, like what happened in the Suez, or major disruptions due to weather, yes, we could see disruption. But, you know, let's hope that's not the case. I'm a glass half full kind of person, so I'm actually cautiously optimistic. But no, I really don't think we're going to start seeing that Amazon parcel price tag going to start moving up.
Well, good news there. And, you know, next month, Raymond, Logisim Asia Pacific Conference will be taking place on the 19th and 20th of May. And it's going to cover many of these issues that we've just discussed, from manpower, sustainability, the Suez Canal incident. And what are some of the key trends within the supply chain sector? Can you tell us what will be shared at the event? Give us an overview.
It's going to be a full action-packed 2 days. So almost anything and everything under the sun will be addressed at Logisim, as we normally try to do. The big focus this year is on technology, digitalization, and industry 4.0. You know, we talked about all the cost pressures or the upward cost pressures that we're seeing. We strongly believe, and you know, that technology is one way to optimize, strengthen, and speed up what we do. And this will result in lower unit costs, right? The other thing that we're going to be looking and talking about a lot is people and their role in our industry. There is always that fear that, you know, with digitalization, automation, robotics, cobotics, is my job going to be displaced? So people and how they will be developed in the supply chain is another area. And something else that we're also quite interested in or reading about quite a fair bit, you know, with COVID and the lockdown and borders and some of the protectionist measures that we're seeing in the market, free trade agreements, cross-border trade, impacts of the terms, you know, of these terms that we're hearing bandied about, such as nearshoring or reshoring. That's going to be something else that we're going to be talking about.
Wonderful. Well, you're covering a lot there, and you've got quite an interesting lineup of speakers as well, speakers from across the globe, I understand.
It's going to be a hybrid event, so we're going to have people from Dubai, from the US, from Europe, speaking at different times, sometimes at their midnight. It's all going to be live. And, you know, we're also going to have some of the largest shippers out there talking at Logisim, because it's the shippers, the guys who make stuff, that actually derives or drives supply chains. And we always joke about it, you know, did so-and-so make the cut to speak at Logisim this year?
And so, Raymond, can you tell us, for our listeners that are excited about this event that's coming up, how can they sign up? How can they get involved?
Well, that's easy. It's a hybrid event, so you can attend online, or if you're based in Singapore, you can attend in person. So it's going to be the first physical supply chain event in Singapore this year. It's going to be held at Singapore Expo over 2 days. And we're going to have thousands of people from across the globe, like we talked about earlier. The easiest thing you can do to sign up is go to our website, logism.org. That's logism.org. You can sign up, you can get your ticket to attend, and also view the agenda and get more information there.
Wonderful. Well, Ramon, thank you so much for joining us today, sharing all those updates. And we look forward to LogiSim on the 19th and 20th of May.
Excellent. Thanks a lot, Rachel. I hope to see you there as well.
And we'll be broadcasting part of LogiSim Asia Pacific 2021 right here on Money FM 89.3 on the 19th of May. I'm Rachel Kelly, and we've been speaking to Raymond Krishnan, President of the Logistics and Supply Chain Management Society, right here on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.